This is KUT. The only peregrine falcon that lives year-round in Central Texas makes her home in a wooden box on the UT Tower. Over a month ago, this locally rare bird laid a clutch of eggs. As the weeks passed, it became unlikely that the eggs would hatch. But as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, checking in to make sure is not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, it means someone's got to go to the very top of the tower, get out on the edge, and retrieve the eggs without breaking them, all while getting dive-bombed by an angry mama falcon. That man in the tower is named Neil Crump. He manages campus construction services.
Hey, Bruce, you there?
Yeah, hey, Neil, she's out of the box.
Just getting my camera configured. I'm about to climb up right now.
Okay, sounds good. We'll stand by.
The guy he's talking to is Bruce Calder. He's the one who got UT to install the bird box. He's at the base of the tower with a small group of onlookers, including Chris Ducharme, a photographer who visits every day to check up on the falcon.
Chris, can you tell me what we're waiting for here, what we're looking at?
A flurry of activity, noise. Basically, it'll be a salvage effort to get her eggs, and she won't be happy about it. And hopefully Neil doesn't get hit.
Finally, we've also sent KUT photographer Martin Donascimento and intern Chris Sievers to the tower observation deck to get photos and sound of the bird. As we wait for Crump, they're about 30 floors above us, trying to catch our attention.
Can they see us?
I was waving. I didn't get a wave back.
With minimal success.
There we go.
Then, from the ground, we spot Crump poking his head out over the tower.
Here we go.
Falcon starts wild loops in the air as he lowers a camera into the box. He needs to take a look with it on the off chance there are chicks in there.
Yeah.
He pulls up the camera and calls in with news.
No, nothing but eggs.
Nothing but eggs.
Can you go ahead and collect them?
Yeah, I'm going to go collect them right now.
Okay, sounds good.
Next, he makes his way along a railing to the nest. The falcon becomes angrier.
There she goes. Now she's starting to swoop at him.
She's gotten.
She occasionally stops mid-air, floating against the wind, seeming to eye him in preparation for the next strike.
Whoa.
On the observation deck, our fearless intern, Chris Sievers, is getting a closer view.
Wow, she just flew right past me. Can't help but feel bad for her.
As we watch, Crump finishes his work and quickly retreats. The falcon keeps circling.
I mean, everything just changed, just like that. What she's been sitting on for, 40 days now. All of a sudden, it's gone.
A few minutes later, Crump emerges from the tower, soaking in sweat.
Oh my God, she's pretty terrifying when she comes that close, that fast.
Yeah. We were watching her dive bomb you, it was incredible.
Yeah, I was there.
He's carrying an egg carton containing 4 speckled brown falcon eggs.
Do you mind if I see how warm it is? Or?
No, not at all.
They're about the size of small chicken eggs and surprisingly lightweight.
Feels so precious and so smooth, too.
Mm-hmm. They are beautiful.
In the coming days, Bruce Calder will bring them to Texas A&M, where researchers can find out why the rare eggs didn't hatch.
So it's good for science.
Chris Ducharme will keep an eye on the tower to see how the falcon readjusts.
Well, I don't know what she'll do. I'm really curious.
Neil Crump will work on getting a webcam installed in the nest.
Perhaps next year, we'll get to watch all of this from our computers.
More convenient, no doubt, but not nearly as exciting. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.